intention, kavana. And those who have a hard time having kavana, i.e., everybody. Tefillah yavodah shebelev. Prayer is hard work in your heart. Therefore, the main goal of prayer is dependent on your intention. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the truly righteous people would pray to such a place that they stripped all of their physicality. And the only thing that was left with this was their brain. Until they got to a place where it was like prophecy. That was such a high level that that's what they would get to through prayer. If a thought comes to your head that has nothing to do with the words of prayer, just let it go. Because that's not what you should be thinking about during the davening. Right, so Shulchan Aruch in Tzadik Chet 98:1. Now, we say kavana, there's two basic intentions. First is a general awareness that when I am standing, I'm standing in the presence of God. You just have to know that. And the second intention, that you actually think of the words that you're saying. The actual Baruch means Baruch and Atah means Atah. Those are the two intentions when we say the word Kavanah. There are some people who, you know what, every single day they daven, they basically can say the words with kavanah. It's not so hard for them. There are other people, it's really hard for them to have intention to every single word, even most of the words, some of the words, when they're davening. Their brain just flies off to other places.
But if you have the proper kavana, you're just focused on every word. Like when I daven, it's amazing, and I really enjoy that minyan. I watch this place, and I just love every single word, and I know I'm in the presence of Hashem, and it's a beautiful experience.
Beautiful. You know? Beautiful. So obviously,
like
some people
said,
like you.
You have to release yourself from all other thoughts, right? Like strip yourself, right? And take it all in. You're somewhere else.
Right.
You're not there at the moment. You're somewhere else.
Correct. But some people have an easier time, and Baruch Hashem, you have a little bit easier, and some people have a harder time.
Right.
And that's the reality.
Right.
And so therefore, the most important thing is that when you're davening your Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha of your Shemoneh Esrei, of Avot, needs to be said with intention.
Right.
But there are people, you know, you start off here and then your mind wanders off and you're in another place. And the truth is, the Gemara points out in the Yerushalmi that there are even Amoraim. We're talking 1,500 years ago. And they also struggled with Kavanah.
Sure.
Rabbi Chiya says he never once had full intention in davening. And once he tried to have focus all davening, he started thinking in the middle, who's more important before the king? This one or this one? And Shmuel says, you know what I do during davening sometimes? I count chicks. I count little chick birds. I find my brain going there.
Where was I reading once about goats? It was somewhere in one of the books. Anyway.
And Rabbi Boor says, I count the bricks in the building. That's where my brain goes.
The bricks in the building?
Yeah, his brain starts thinking about all the bricks in the building. That's what the Gemara says. And Rabbi Netanya says, thank God for my brain, because even when I'm not paying attention to the words that are being said, somehow it still knows how to bow when it gets up to Modi. Even when my brain's in a totally different place, somehow I know to bow when I get up to Modi. So the Pnei Moshe explains, they were learning Torah so hard, so much, it was hard for them to stop learning and just focus on the words of Tefillah. Nonetheless, we see that even great people like Amoraim and the Gemara struggle with Kavanah. There's nothing to be ashamed about if we also sometimes daydream a little bit in our davening. But so a person shouldn't say, "Well, I'm not going to daven because anyway, most of the time I'm daydreaming." No, because the main thing is that you should just take a moment in your life and stand before Hashem. Just realize that you're standing before Hashem, and that's already half the mitzvah.
Right. Preparation.
Just to be standing before God, and that can transform the rest of your day. Nonetheless, the Ari HaKadosh writes that kavana is like wings. That the more kavana you put in, the higher your prayer flies to the heavenly winds. When a person davens without kavana, it doesn't have those wings. Not Red Bull gives you wings. Prayer gives you wings. So God, the prayers kind of stay there on the floor, and they don't fly up. But when you daven with kavana, so it takes up the prayers of all those prayers beforehand, which didn't get raised up. Let's say at chakras I didn't daven with so much kavana, but if in mincha I daven with kavana, it could bring up those rest of those prayers up to the heavenly realms, explains the Arizal. And the reason is because I express my desire to connect to Hashem just from the fact that I'm standing in front of Hashem. So even if I didn't succeed in a particular time, that desire had an effect and made a difference. And it opened up the gates for my prayers to go up later. Halachically speaking, as long as you had intention for the first pasuk of Shema and the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, even if the rest of the time you had no kavana whatsoever, you fulfilled your obligation to pray on a very minimal level. Of course, the more kavana the better, but the minimal is the first pasuk of Shema and the first bracha of Shemona Esrei to have this basic awareness of the meaning of the words that we're saying, Bezrat Hashem. So Hashem should bless us, and our prayers should have wings and have a lot more kavana. But we should forgive ourselves if, you know, we try and we forget. That's okay. You'll get them the next prayer. Bezrat Hashem, the next prayer, we should have a lot of kavana.